So, cool. I just got back from Sydney on Thursday. I was down there for Summer Salt Festival in Wollongong, which, oh my God, probably one of my favorite events I've been to this year. Now, obviously the lineup like might be a bit subjective, like depending on what you're into, but
It fits
it
a type of music genre.
yeah, so it had Mia Rae, Kid Alexander, Thelma Plum, James Bay, Matt Corby, and Ziggy Alberts. So it was just like a beautiful, it's only six artists, so not that many.
James Bay's bloody so
He's So the thing is, I didn't realize because I was speaking to someone and they basically said that James Bay had headlined the night prior, whereas Matt Corby headlined the night I was there. So they've actually got James Bay, Ziggy Alberts, and Matt Corby are the three headliners and they alternate,
Oh,
which is
cool.
really cool because it's a touring festival. But yeah, it was amazing. It was so beautiful. It was so wholesome. Obviously, it was all ages and it was one of the gated ones. So, yeah,
No.
so if you see any of my content that I post, I'm really far away and I'm like
Because
zooming
you're
in.
drinking.
No, because I just got GA. So it was like GA, bring a chair, normal, or it was like VIP, you're in the front section inside the barrier where the stat, you know what you're talking, we were talking about a few weeks ago. So I noticed as well, this event goes to Sandstone Point, which is where they do a lot of that. So it
Is it
must.
Sandstone Point Hotel? They,
So that was probably the one thing that I didn't like about it was the fact that I was in GA behind, so I couldn't get to the stage or close to it, and all my videos aren't great. But like, what can you do? I didn't pay for the ticket, so it is what it is.
You can still say that into the mic.
Yeah, but I just like get a bit weird about saying stuff like that. But yeah, it was a really beautiful event and it was just like your perfect summer's day. Like it was hot, it was sunny, like you just had wholesome music. Everyone was there jumping around, like it was beautiful. And when Ziggy played, oh my God, it was almost magical. It was so beautiful.
Did it sell out?
I'm not actually
Was there
100%
a lot of
sure.
people there though?
Especially towards the end. Like, oh my gosh, So where it was at Stewart Park. I'd never been there before, but it's like here's the beach, here's like a road, and here's the park. And like people were parked because there's a car park right behind it, in between like the park and the beach. And people were all parked up. Everyone was sitting on the hill that towards the beach because I guess you could see over the gate because it was a hill. People were parked against the gate, the barrier thing, like sitting on top of their cars. So Matt Corby's playing, all these people that obviously didn't buy tickets, and they're sitting on their cars, sitting on the hill. So it was obviously a whole, all families and so many people inside, but then so many people outside just watching. I took a video of it. We'll snip a bit in, but it was so beautiful and it was like an amazing day. And I loved it and I want to go to the Sandstone Point one.
So is there just two, the
I don't
sandstone
know.
and
There's like four or something.
so
They're the same people that are putting on the Ocean Alley shows, I believe. I
because
could be
Ocean
wrong
Ha
about that.
I saw that Ocean Alley's one, there's like a little bit of a festival and they've got like a similar type of feel
Yeah,
for a lineup.
there you go. So they've done the Ocean Alley shows as well. So this one was at Sandstone Point, Victoria Park, Stewart Park, and Katina Gardens, wherever that is, I don't actually know, and some other park.
So that's the type of lineup how
Oh,
we've.
sorry, I've got it wrong. They're not doing Sandstone Point at all. They've got
Nice.
Stewart Park, Victoria Park, Katina Gardens,
Just give me the cities and they're in. I don't know any of that shit.
Lake Macquarie, New South Wales, Wollongong, St Kilda, Victoria, Ballarat, Vic, Sepultus Fields, SA. I don't know where I got Sandstone Point from.
No idea. But a good point for that one is because, like, we've spoken about festivals, how, like, they need to get not value picks, but more value for what you're spending. And this is a type of festival that knows its niche, that knows its audience. And James Bay, incredible pick. Like, because he hasn't toured here in a while, he fits that genre, he's international. So these are the only festivals you're going to see him at.
Do you know what's funny? Leading up to the event, I was like pretty happy with the lineup because I was like, yeah, beautiful lineup.
Yeah.
And I obviously didn't read it properly when I first looked at it, and I thought it was James Rain this whole time.
Nice.
So like months leading up to it, I was like, oh, it wasn't months, it was probably like a month leading up to it. I was like, James Rain, what an odd, like, odd one to add in. And then like maybe 2 days before the event, I re-looked at the lineup and I was like, oh shit, it's James Bay. And I was like, that's sick.
He's so good. And like Matt Corby's obviously huge in Australia. So beautiful. Like to have those two and Ziggy has a co headline act thing. And just switching it around too is awesome.
It's really cool, yeah.
I think that's like, that's a really good example for international bang for your buck type value picks.
Most definitely.
Obviously, didn't get to do an ep last week, but I did go to Fred again. And
how was that?
I think a few things I want to say.
Hmm.
First thing is I know sold out's on in a couple of weeks, but under no circumstances in the future, Doug Jennings Park cannot have anything. I don't care what it is. Just leave it be. Stop having music festivals there. Because, like, I know Fred Again's whole shtick is like, it's now, it's, you know, it's in a week or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, that obviously was not organized in a week.
Yeah.
Like.
But you also, like, I feel like with, you can go on about what you're about to say, but I agree with the Doug Jennings Park thing because we've seen this continuously.
Yeah.
For the Love, Spilt Milk.
Yeah.
Like, it's not the shows that are the issue that are there, it's the location. And either if you're going to continue putting things on there, figure out your transport.
Mm.
Figure out, because the one way in, one way out, buses and things, it's not working. They need to figure that out.
It took us like 2 hours to get from Oz Fair to the Spit, which is a 5-minute trip. And like Fred had started playing whilst we were still on the bus.
I heard people were jumping the fence because their tickets, it was like the type of ticket where you couldn't use a screenshot. It was the one where you needed like internet or something.
Yeah,
so people like, there was no reception.
Yeah, no.
So you couldn't show their tickets and people could hear Fred Again playing. So they just started jumping the fence because they were like, get me in.
Yeah, it was so frustrating, especially because like it's $160, $170 ticket. Can't remember how much I paid. And it was like, I was standing at the front trying to get in. I didn't have any reception.
Yeah.
So all my friends are going in and I was just standing there trying to get reception. Finally got it, but still.
Very frustrating.
Yeah, like, and the walk home, like I ran into I walked into a line bike and absolutely destroyed my ankle. Still bruised. So that wasn't fun. And walking back to the tram wasn't fun. And I think this is going to, like, if Fred Again ever does come back to the Gold Coast, I think it's going to permanently kind of, not ruin, but hinder experiences going forward.
Yeah, because, which sucks because it's not him again. It's the
no,
location.
No,
oh.
Obviously, like, I made a couple memes about the Fred Again things, and, like, this is funny. But there's two sides to this Fred Again thing. There's I've had a week to think about this, how it's like you're paying $160, $170. We didn't know set times going into it.
Okay, that's a bit annoying.
And, like, pop-up, like, doesn't always mean DJ. And in this music climate that we have, open communication is so important.
Mm-hmm.
160, 70 for, like, an event. And you look at Melbourne, you look at Sydney, like, you look at all that, those shows or whatever. He brought on Andrew McMahon for, you know, to do songs. And he's doing the live shows. And then we get a 3-hour DJ set. Not to say that the DJ set was bad.
Didn't he bring out Fisher, though? He played Fisher?
Played Fisher?
Something about Fisher.
Yeah, something.
I thought he brought out Fisher.
No.
I wasn't there.
And, like, if you pay $100 for that or, like, $80 for that for a 3-hour DJ set, cool. And it's like we're there to see Fred Again. We're not there to see Joy Anonymous or the Sam, whatever his name was. Like, we're there to see Fred. And primarily just Fred. Mm-hmm. And that's not what we got. Like, it was still good, but like it just, and I think the frustrations from the transport obviously boil over onto that.
Yeah.
But, and then like people are allowed to be frustrated at that because we didn't, like, we had our expectations really high because he has really great shows, really great live shows. And that's not what we got. Still had a really good time. And this whole, like, if you didn't enjoy it, you're a fake fan, bullshit. Like, fake fans do not exist. Like, if they paid money to go see someone that they, you know, even if they do only really like one song, that's still a fan of that song. I hate this degree of like, oh, you're not a fan because you don't like this, or if you really truly knew Fred, like, you'd love this, blah, blah. And it's like, his Boiler Room set is one of the best sets, like, I've seen for a Boiler Room.
Yeah.
But, like, he's grown so much more than that because of the songs that he's brought out, and that's what people wanted to see. Or, you know, like, and for $160-$170 in a cost of living crisis, I don't feel like we got bang for our buck. And I've, like, I didn't go home disappointed. I went home a little bit frustrated.
Okay.
I just thought for what, how much we paid and seeing other cities get the show that I wanted kind of annoyed me.
Yeah, okay.
And it was just like the whole, you know, transport and like all of it together. I think that obviously if it was transport fine in and out, you'd be like, oh, yeah, it was all right.
Yeah.
But because with that added on, I'm like, But this whole fake fan thing is ridiculous.
Yeah, but you get that. You get that so much. Same as like even when I was getting tickets to Zach, people were like posting, oh, like I'm going, blah, blah, blah. And then they'll be like, you literally know something in the orange. You're not a true fan. And it's like, fuck, yeah, they might not know a lot of other songs, but they could love that song with their whole heart. Could be the whole like world, that one song. You know what I mean? Like doesn't mean they're a fake fan. Just maybe they haven't experienced the rest of it. And get it with a lot of artists.
Like, say if, like, you've just, like, so many people were like, oh, the Fred Again thing, it's so sudden, blah, blah, blah. For some people, it may have been. Like, some people may have, you know, only found him in the last month or two, or people are finding new music, new artists all the time. You're like, but, oh, where the hell have they been my whole life?
That does, that doesn't change the, like, the degree of how much you like them. Like, you could have just come across them and fallen in love. It doesn't mean, like, you're less worthy of going or seeing them just because you've just found them, you know?
And you're allowed to go to gigs of artists you like and then see other songs live and be like, oh, my God. Like, maybe that's just the way you needed to hear it, or, like, it's the experience you have there. Like, oh, just reading so many comments and so many videos. And it was just getting real. Like, we're a pod that goes, like, we don't need to talk shit about anyone. And it's just so many videos, like, tit for tat. Oh, it's just getting frustrated with it. And you can be critical and still be like, yep, still love that person. But, yeah, it's a bit frustrating for me. But Doug Jennings, you are no longer... And Gold Coast City Council, this is to you.
Figure it out.
Stop putting things on at Doug Jennings Park, or at least, I don't know, more ferries.
I reckon, I was going to say, I reckon if I ever go to an event there, I'm going to just take the jet ski.
Well, people were hiring ferries and got there, you know, within 20 minutes. And we thought...
So smart.
The whole, like, and the bus line outside of it was fair. Like, we could have literally just had pre's there because we were in it for like an hour and a half. And someone did go get drinks, which was good.
Legend.
But, like, everyone you could just hear going, oh, this is going to be another spilt milk. This is going to be another spilt milk. So we were kind of having pre's back where we were, like, no, surely they'll be organised. They've dealt with this before. Mm-hmm. And then when we saw that Oz Fair line, we were like, oh, no.
Yeah.
So, like, in the future, oh, also something that, like, fuck. Especially, like...
Get it out.
I don't usually...
Speak your truth.
I don't usually buy festival tickets. A bit shit of me. But, like, the whole $10 Brunswick thing.
It was $10?
$10 for the Brunswick. And then, to add salt into the wound, they got tickets to go to the Gold Coast show. And, like, did you see the videos of, like, all the people standing behind Fred Again?
Yes.
They were from Brunswick. So they were the Brunswick ticket holders because they got on his guest list. So for $10, they got two shows and, like, basically, you know, guest list for the second one where you had the best view.
Did he announce the Brunswick show? Like, what?
The day of. Because they were physical tickets and I was like, oh, this is, like, super smart. That's great. But, oh, when I saw the guest list thing from Brunswick and I was like, I think it was the next night or 2 days later. I can't remember. But I was just like, there's going to be a few people there that are essentially, and because his DJ set at Brunswick, he did a DJ set back to back at Gold Coast as well. So it's two DJ sets.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, don't get me wrong, Gold Coast show had like lights and whatever, blah, 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 blah. But would have been same price. So essentially getting what's that? Almost $350 worth of tickets for $10.
Crazy, hey.
Like, I'm all for, you know, his marketing thing, but oh boy, that when we're, you know, we're paid $160, $70 and we're sitting on a bus and they're, you know, he's starting and we're, oh yeah.
So with what time did it start?
Four. Doors opened at four.
So there was other DJs.
Yeah.
Okay. So what was, just explain it to me, because I wasn't there. Like, so it was two DJs prior?
Well, we don't know because we, like, there was no set times.
Oh, you didn't see it. You missed
it. So we didn't see who was there because we got there after he started.
Oh.
And because, like, my friend, maybe we should have done it, but, like, obviously in a cost of living crisis, we can't go there and spend money on alcohol for, you know, 8 hours or whatever it was. Like, so my mate was like, oh, we've got to get there. Like, he'll start straight away. And
did you go to Elsie?
Pardon?
Did you go to Elsie after?
God, no. We had to walk from fucking...
Does anyone know if he played at Elsie?
Apparently he didn't, but the line was huge. We don't... because there was no set times, and I was like, all right, we'll get there. He'll put up set times at least a couple hours before.
Yeah.
And there was no set times even when we were getting on the bus. So it's like, and I think for the Sydney shows, he's done it like a whole day in advance.
Yeah.
Just so people can be organized. So I think he's learnt that lesson.
Yeah.
And it's like good that it's, you know, it's on his socials and stories. Just a few tweaks. In his marketing or how he wants to release stuff, that's fine.
Yeah.
But it was
a little... boycotting Doug Jennings Park.
We are boycotting Doug Jennings Park. I was furious on the way back, like we all were.
Yeah.
But I did get McDonald's on the way home.
Oh, made it all better.
The tram, like... I was with a friend and then there was two guys sitting in front of us. So they'd walked from the spit to the tram. And, like, we were dead. We were like, oh. And my ankle was, like, throbbing. So, luckily, we were getting picked up from the tram. But these two blokes were going from the spit to the tram to Helensvale Station to get the train from there to Fortitude Valley. And I was like, boys. And they're sitting there drinking.
Commitment.
They're sitting there drinking, like, these really shit, cheap, like, I think it was cider. And I was like, jeez, that's commitment. There is no way. And I was like, I just want to go to bed. So commitment to those boys. Hope you had a good night. But jeez, it was funny. But yeah, boycott.
Well, I was enjoying Royal Otis that night.
How are they?
Really good, really good. I didn't stay till the end because your girl had to go pick someone up from the train station. But it was good. It was really good, fun. Sold out insanely. Had people coming up to me like offering me money for a ticket. And I'm like, bud, I will get fired. No.
In what point of the set list did they play Murder on the Dance Floor?
Oh.
Estimate.
3/4 of the way through.
Yeah.
Because I left after Murder on the Dance Floor.
Gotcha.
Because I wanted to, because I've seen them live a fair few times. So
yeah,
I was
but
like,
I hadn't seen that live yet.
No, I hadn't seen them live. So I waited till that played. And I'd say probably like, or they would have said, fuck it. Now I'm trying to wreck my brain. I got to the train station at 10, which means I would have left Marquetta at like 9:30. So they would have played it around then, and their set probably started at 8 something.
So like they would have had like 2 or 3 more songs after that.
Yeah.
So I wonder what they're gonna do for Splendor. Like, do they play that last because it's like, it is literally one of the biggest like versions ever.
Yeah.
And it's like still semi recent, and by then. I'd say that's why a lot of people bought tickets to see that live. Well, if they buy tickets to see that live.
I think it was sold out before that, though.
For Splendor.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So I wonder if, because that, like, the sets coming up to it will be good, a good inclination as to where they're going to play that.
I don't know. It's also one of those songs that's like, do you want to play it last? Do you, like,
but you just know it's going
to
go off.
Because they used to always play Oysters in Your Pocket last, obviously, because that's their biggest.
Yeah.
But it's like, well, now do they play that last, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's a question for the boys.
Excuse me, Royal Otis, where will Murder on the Dance Floor be in your Splendor set?
I can't say Royal, like, whenever in my head or whenever they come on the radio, I go Royal Otis. Because Otis from his mum in Sex Education. Do you ever watch that? And so she's always like, Otis. And she's like, oh, just her voice. So, like, if I ever do meet the boys, I'll be like, g'day, Royal and Otis.
Please don't do that.
I definitely will do that.
Don't do that.
I can't remember that mum's name, but she's, oofed. You could just watch it just for her.
Okay. Sure. You do you. All right, we'll talking about Royal Otis, Splendor, round two for him. What do you reckon about it?
Now, I did a lot of Splendor content on the Tuesday, and I didn't want to. I didn't want to put, like, I didn't want to say anything and not really mean what I say.
Yeah.
Like, and just like say it just because it's the first thought that came in my head, and I'm still not exactly sure how I feel about it. My initial thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
God, I hope it sells out. Danny Rance, who we both like, the festival dude on TikTok. Oh.
He's really cool.
And he did a video on it.
Yeah.
And like he usually has really good takes and I agreed with like 90% of it. But my first thought and a lot of other thoughts that people I've spoken to have had is that we bang on about internationals.
Yeah.
And a lot of those internationals on that list have been to Australia in the past 12, 18 months.
Okay. See, I feel like my issue, I probably should do a little bit more research about it all, but when I look at...
Let's do bad and good aspects. Yeah. Do we want to do bad first?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
See, like my thing is, it's like when I look at this lineup,
mm-hmm.
when I see the artists that I know, I think, fuck, sick. When I see the artists, all the other artists that I don't know where they're from. I don't know what they sound like because I don't know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just me... That's not like, I'm not saying it's good or bad. That's just the fact that I don't have the knowledge of these artists and I'm going to have to go and search them up and listen to them, which is fine. They might be so great.
Yeah.
So in the aspect of looking at the lineup and seeing the artists that I know, I think they did well. I think I like the lineup. And I love a lot of the mid-range artists.
I thought we were doing what we didn't like first.
Yeah, well, that's fine. I'm just saying, mm-hmm. like, I don't know a lot of the names on mm-hmm. here. So I'm not saying it's bad. I'm saying I don't know a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I might just have to go and look at them. Also, respectfully, I'm 22, right?
Mm.
I'm going to be probably I'm 23 when Splendor comes around. Yes, I know Kylie Minogue from when I was a child.
Mm.
Do I care about listening to her music? No. Will it be nostalgic? Yes, for Can't Get You Out of My Head, and that's about it. Do I care about any other songs? No. Someone probably 5-10 years older than me, will they care? Yeah, we'll love it. Me, I don't care about Kylie Minogue, sorry. I'll go watch her on Neighbours if I really want to from back in the day. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying she's bad. I'm not saying any of that. I'm just saying I have no interest in going and watching her because I don't really care about, I don't know any of her music other than Can't Get You Out of My Head. And that one too, but that's really it. Can't Get You Out of My Head. Like, yeah, I would be vibing to Can't Get You Out of My Head for sure. But to be fair, I would have preferred Doja Cat.
And I'm like,
I will get hate for that.
Nah, I would prefer Doja Cat.
But G Flip, as well. I think that's a great second headliner for that day. I like G Flip. I really like G Flip.
I like G Flip as well, but they have been on every single major festival.
Yeah, true.
In the last 12 months.
I feel like it's probably because they did really well on the Hottest 100.
But to put them as, like, one of the main headliners for a day, and I've seen a lot of comments on this.
Yeah.
Like, G Flip is a really good performer. They did really well in Top 100. I can understand why they are on that lineup, mm-hmm. but what was it, second?
Yeah, second headliner.
Like, that's... Like, ahead of Turnstile,
who
is an international act that so many people want to see.
Would I know Turnstile?
Nah, not your type of jam.
See, I'm happy with that because I really like G Flip. But this is, I think my thing is like, I've never been a huge F for the headliners. Like, for me, it's always been the smaller acts. And I feel like G Flip has always been, not a smaller act on Splendor, but they have always been a mid act on the lineups.
Yeah.
And so for them to now be a headliner, I think is really cool because I am a big fan of them, and I'm always happy to see them when they're a mid or small act. So now that they're up there as a headliner, I'm really happy for them, and I'm gonna enjoy their set because I really like them. So that's my take on G Flip being a headliner. I know they've been on a lot, but I really like them, so I don't really care. And this is the thing with a lot of artists. People get really pissed about like recycling, which is so fair. Like, I get it if you continuously sing the same act. But if I like that act, I'm gonna still be happy that they're on a lineup or high or whatever.
I'm not.
Yeah?
Like, if.
I could see the Ronicas a billion times.
Yeah, so true. But, like, if I'm paying money for the biggest festival in Australia, like, did they play at Laneway? Or what?
I
They
don't
definitely
know.
played at Wildlands.
Yeah, I got a really cool photo of them.
Like, and
Sick.
it's just. And a lot of people that I've spoken to just say that, like, if you have those people so far, sorry, those type of acts so far up, it just doesn't have the usual depth that Splendor lineups are known for.
Yeah, but I definitely think they are getting up there though. Like,
Who
I.
they have played so many recent big festivals, and that's like. Josh from Rum Jungle said this, like, they've never said yes. They've never said yes. They've never said no to a festival, and nor will they. So you can't get up bands and acts for doing that. And that's totally fair. They're making a living out of it, but it's up to festivals to be like, all right, you want bang for your buck. We like people want people go to Splendor to see acts that they haven't seen.
Okay, well, okay. If you're looking at this lineup right now, the Friday specifically, is there someone that you think should have
Tash.
replaced
Tash
Tash?
Sultana. Yep. If you switch G Flip and Tash, I think that's fine.
Do you think it's because G Flip's played too many recent shows? Because
Yes.
I would think that G Flip would be bigger than Tash now, because Tash hasn't released any songs for a while, has
But
she?
that's the thing. That's like, you haven't seen Tash in a while. She's been overseas for ages. Like, that's for Australian acts, that's what you want. If they're going to play Splendor, you'll be like, all right, cool. Especially.
But you're also going to see them both. So why does it matter where they sit on the lineup if you're just going to see them both and they probably have the same length set? Like, why does it matter?
Because they could be playing on different states. Like, one could be playing Ampy, one could be playing on Mix Up. That's, you know, the experience could be different for a lot of people. When you first see a lineup, when you first, if you saw, you know, Kylie Minogue in that bottom line of that first day and have someone with, like, I don't know, 100K streams on a song headlining, would that be an issue?
Not for me, because I don't care. Because you're still seeing them. That's what I'm saying. It's like, I don't really care about,
Oh, I've just got a better point.
like in my mind, I'm just like, well, I'm still seeing them. If it was an act I didn't like at all and there was an act I really liked not on the lineup, I'd be like, damn, I wish that act was on there and this one wasn't. But it's like, if there's two acts that I both like and one of them should be more deserving as a headliner spot than the other, like, I'm still seeing them.
So
So I don't really care.
if lineup placement doesn't matter, who was the headliner for Groovin'?
No, I'm not.
Thank you.
Yeah, but Groovin's never had a headliner.
Never had a headliner.
Not an on the lineup.
Yeah, but placement matters so much. So many people had that complaint.
Okay, fine. If the headliner placement matters so much and I didn't look at any others, I would not be attending Splendor and I would think it's the shittest lineup ever. How about that? But in the mid to low range, there is so many artists that I love, and if they weren't there, and if placement didn't matter and I didn't look at it and I only saw the headliners, I'd be like, ah, that's trash. But and again, music is subjective, and this is my opinion. But I look at the mid to low range artists and I'm like, they are sick, so I'm going because I get to see them because I love them.
But for a lot of people, are you going to spend $425 for the lower acts who tour a lot of
Well, yes,
domestically?
this is what I'm saying is that I've never been a Splendor girl for the headliners because 9 times out of 10, I don't love the headliners. I love all the other little acts that they've got. I went to
Hold
Splendor.
up.
I cared more about the Byron Bay Brewery Bar last year than every other amount of people that played like on the main stages at Splendor. So it's just like, I'm not saying that like like it doesn't look, I'm just saying is that like you're basically saying G Flip shouldn't be a headliner because they've played too many shows and it should have been Tash Sultana. And I just think, well, if you can see them both, who really cares where they sit on the lineup? Because you're gonna see them both anyway. You get to witness two amazing sets. Does it really matter who's the headliner? Because to be fair, I also like going to bed early. So like I just don't really care. Like, I'm going to see them both. Well, I don't care.
The headliners get the most money, don't they?
You'd assume so, I guess.
So...
And I think G-Flip's deserving of that. I understand that they've played a lot of shows, but that doesn't stop their worth. I still think that they're so deserving of that spot, and they've done so well, and they did amazing in the Hottest 100, hence why they're probably in that spot.
It's not whether if they're deserving enough or not. It's if people are going to pay for it. Like, if I've
so
seen...
So if you think Tash and G Flip was swapped, more people would buy tickets?
I think so.
Even though they're both playing anyway?
Yeah, but, like, people always talk about bang for your buck and value, and it's like, we need this, we need that. And it's like, you're putting someone that was mid-range for Wildlands in December and making them a headliner for a Splendor that needs to succeed.
Yeah, all right, whatever. We're not going to agree on this, so...
Do we ever?
No.
Positives.
They've got some really great mid artists in there.
Yeah.
Like, let's go through. Hold on. Okay, do you want to know who I'm really excited to see? Okay. I wonder if I can get a bigger one, because I can't see that. Okay, one of the acts that I'm most excited for, which is going to be different, is Baby Gravy. Young Gravy and Baby No Money.
See,
together. I'm really excited for it.
Someone that day of the lineup announcing in the Arvo was like, I've heard Baby Gravy was going to headline. And I was like, really cool. I love Baby No Money and Young Gravy. But I didn't see them as a headliner. Still don't.
Do you think if they were individuals, they would be a headliner?
No.
I think Young Gravy would because of his fame.
Yeah, so he's an interesting one. And it's going to be... interesting to see how they go together.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, they do heaps of shit together. And it'll be cool that they'll be able to do all their songs together.
Yeah.
Also, is it an exclusive? Are they... No.
No.
Now that I'm thinking also... they'll be able to do all their songs together, that'll actually be kind of cool.
I'm also really excited for Hayden James. I really like Hayden James. The year that he played Splendor did really well. I don't really know Future, to be fair. You but I do know Mask Off.
Yeah.
That one. So, you know, that'll be cool.
If he doesn't pull out.
Yeah, that's what everyone's like
that's saying. And it's the best thing that's come out of all the lineup stuff, I don't know everyone talks shit, but all the memes about, like I made one of them about Future and Hilltop and I was giggling making it.
I think Saturday's obviously the best. Let's go through Friday. These are my top picks for Friday. So obviously like Kylie, I just want to see Can't Get You Out of My Head. That's about it. G Flip, super pumped. Tash Sultana, sick. I like Party Boy 69 that like get I'm a clip. Get on. Anyway, do I know Angie McMahon?
Yes.
Okay. This is what I mean. I hear names, but I can't.
She did one
I
of
can't
like
click to them.
She did one of the best like versions recently.
Okay, cool.
Like,
Confidence Man is like always cool to see. They always do a good show. I'm really excited because All Day. If y'all don't know, I am a huge fan of All Day. I have a really shitty tattoo on my ankle that says "Unstoppable in Motion." So, yeah, All Day
it's
fan.
It's supposed to say that. I don't think
it's supposed to say that. We'll put in a clip of how shit my tattoo is. So, yeah, I'm really excited. All Day's coming back because he's been overseas. So that'll be really cool. We've got Teen Jesus and the Gene Teasers, which I am so excited for because I have a newfound love for them. Kid Alexander.
Yada have to be cool.
Yada.
Played Laneway.
Good, right? They? Is it one that. Or is it a group? They're... hip-hoppy, I think.
Be cool if
so wrong.
Be cool if like Keita brought on Keita Alexander brought on Fisher.
That would be
just cool. Do that track. But I know she released a separate version.
Yeah, she played that at Somersault and it was really beautiful. Saturday I think is the best day. For me, I'm Hayden James. I know a lot of people shit on Tones and I. Like so many
no,
people.
No, I genuinely like Tones and I.
Everyone hates Tones.
She got overplayed to the absolute shit by every single station.
I like her music.
Yeah, same. But like it's the thing that we're dealing with festivals right now. If you hear the same thing too many times, you don't hear anything.
She hasn't been on much recently though.
She's been supporting Pink.
Yeah. But other than that, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, Hayden James, Tones and I, I'm pretty excited for
Last Dinner Party. That'd be cool. Pond's always a good set.
Betty
Middle
Ray's.
Kids, Betty Ray's.
Sorry, I can't read. The Dregs.
Oh.
Excited for
when I saw the Dregs on there, like this is two boys, two men that, you know, were just what's that thing? Busking on, you know, in so many cities and towns for so long, just living out of vans, not getting till recently any Triple J play. They recently got Triple J Unearthed Artist of the Week or whatever. But like these boys have been toiling for so long, and you know, they go overseas and they're selling out shows here. They've done it themselves.
Yeah. They're so deserving.
Yeah.
So deserving.
Have worked so hard, and they've been overseas. I don't know if this is it'd be a pinch me moment because they're like mid range as well. So like I'm hoping they get amphitheater.
That would be really cool.
Even
if not, I will be at that set.
I'll be at that set as well. I haven't seen them in a few years.
Do you know, so I didn't know this. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this. So Marquetta gets used as like a rehearsal space sometimes. Mm. I didn't know this. And I remember I was doing a shift.
In the side room?
Yeah. I was doing a shift and I was like there way before we opened. And I forget their names, but one of them walked out and I was like, he is fucking from the Dregs.
Mm.
And I'm a fangirl. Like, I really like him. And then the other one walked out and I was like, did I just miss something? Like, do we have the Dregs playing here tonight? I got a bit excited. I was like, and they like walked out and I was there wiping tables, you know? And then,
one table really needed to be cleaned.
And, they were like, and I was like, hey, how you doing? And they just walked past and kept walking because obviously they were, you know, doing stuff. And I was like, I went up to someone. I was like, that was the Dregs. And they were like, yeah, they were just using, they were just rehearsing. They have a show tomorrow and like, Bruns, I don't know, fucking somewhere. And I was like, what? They just said hello to me. And I was, anyway, it was really cool. So, yeah, we love you. And, they're also playing Marquetta soon. So if you get tickets because it's going to be sick. Anyway, Teenage Jones, love, big fan. Good Neighbours, I think, will be really cool. Rum Jungle, our boys, very excited for Rum Jungle. They're so deserving and I'm so happy. And I'm very proud.
Logan as well. Logan is going to be...
famous.
Yes, it's that.
Okay, cool. Because I saw next to it was like plus, and I thought it was like all in one.
Yeah.
I wasn't too sure.
Plus mix up data. Yeah.
Yeah, no, Logan, that's really good for him.
Yeah, saw him at Big Sound, and that room was like the most packed room I've ever seen. Yeah. So I think that'll be a pretty big set, and he's like, it'll be good to see him with his band on like a whole stage.
Yeah, well, he played Spilt Milk as well, and like that set was really good. Mm. So it'll be really cool to see Sunday. So everyone's talking about Arcade Fire now. I don't know them.
Know them either.
Okay, so we're gonna have to do a bit of research back.
I've started listening to them just so I can get a gist. I'm not a fan yet.
Okay, they're kind of like not techno, but like very like groovy, like, you know, am I thinking of the right band?
I don't think so, no.
Okay. Girl in Red.
That'd be cool.
I don't actually know Girl in Red, but everyone talks about Girl in Red, so I'm going to have to search them. Her, is it?
I think it's her.
I'm going to search.
Very, very vibey, very, yeah.
Again, Baby Gravy, very excited. Think that'll be really cool. Royal Otis, round two. Very proud of them.
It's very high up on that lineup.
Yeah. Well, I guess they did really well in Hottest 100 and then also with... Wait, did they do well in the Hottest 100?
Got a few songs in there.
Yeah. But yeah, I guess with Murder on the Dance Floor and
stuff
like that.
A lot of talk about TV Girl.
Yeah. Thelma Fletcher. Plum. I'm actually excited for Thelma Palmer. I do like her music.
Not my thing. Polaris, really cool. It's like the only hardcore band on there. Love them. Whoa,
Sorry,
just skipped a few.
I didn't mean to.
iDress, really keen to see iDress.
I'm excited for Pac Av.
Yeah, that'll get a career.
I'm a Pac Av diehard fan always.
Grant Perez, really good. Old Mervs.
I'm so excited for the boys.
Now, they played Byron Bay Brewery last year.
Yeah.
And I can't remember who we were watching. I think we were watching Dice at Amphitheater, and the boys were standing there watching, and I went up and had a chat. And, like, it's funny that in 12 months' time, that'll be them.
Yeah, I'm so proud
Well,
of
12
them.
months from that time.
Yeah.
Have interviewed the boys so many times, always up for a good yarn.
They're funny blokes.
Another, I think Henry's gonna be hilarious on stage, or just like, if I was him, if there's merch around him and he's had a few, you know you're gonna get some merch.
Oh my
I'll
God.
probably just start throwing it off the
Yeah.
stage.
We think how they were at their like the last few shows they've been, the way that the amount of shit that Henry like talks. Do you think he'll still do it? Do you think he'll get a bit nervous?
But oh, if I was playing Splendor, yeah, I'd be pretty
Yeah,
nervous.
but do you think he's like he would be chatting as much shit as normal?
I'd say I'd chat more shit.
Yeah, true.
But like, that makes the boys, and that's another band that have been around for a little while now. Got in the
So
top 100
deserving.
this year. So it's, you know, it's good to have Friends of the Pod, The Dregs, Rum
Yeah.
Jungle, Old Mervs to really earn that spot and get that spot.
I'm very
And
proud this year. Like, I feel like a proud mum. And it's funny because I'm obviously not close with these people, but you know, I've met them. Like, I could say we're potentially friends, maybe.
I'm talking about these people like they're my best mates, but I've interviewed the Dregs once.
We said.
Rum Jungle I've interviewed 3 times, but same all
True,
the
Jungle
time.
would have no idea who I am. But like Rum Jungle and Old
Old
Mervs would
Mervs,
still
yeah.
know when I see them. So like I'd say we're maybe friends.
Yeah,
But I
have good
feel like
yarns with the boys when we see them.
I feel like a proud mum. Like I just wanna like I'm
See,
so proud.
I go proud drunk uncle.
Oh yeah. Well, could I be a maybe I'm like a proud cousin.
Oh, that's not bad. Maybe we are like, because you don't really know your second cousins that well, but if you see them, you'll be
Maybe we're
like,
proud
oh,
of
hey,
cousins.
I'll go. We're proud second
Second
cousins.
cousins.
I'll go with that. That's good.
I'm also really excited for Bel Air Lip Balms.
Oh, yeah,
Too. They'll be
that's a
really
good
good.
spot. I
I
think
think Saturday and Sunday are my two favourite days.
I think see, this is hard because I think all round days, I think Sunday is my favorite day, but like there's little acts here, and like I really want to see Turnstile, and like out of the three major headliners, I'm gonna have to go Future, and I'm not like a big rap
Yeah.
guy, but
I think he'll be cool to see.
if he doesn't pull out, I think he'll be cool to
If
see.
we're talking about like the three, like Kylie, Future and Arcade Fire, then I'm Future. But if we're talking about like the nine like semi-headliners, I'm G Flip, Hayden James and Baby Gravy. So I'm one of each, which kinda sucks.
So you're more of like the secondary
Yeah,
headliners.
secondary headliners. I think they. This is why I'm saying it's like people are like shitting on the lineup already, but I actually think they did really well. And like I look at all the secondary headliners, and I'm like, they fucking killed it. And I know they're not in that first headlining spot, but I still think it's really great people, and they did really well for it. And I feel like that's my thing of like I don't really care about who the headliner is as long as there's good people on that lineup. I'm happy.
I would have loved if Kylie took the, you know how Falls usually has like that Australian legend that fills a spot in like the late arvo?
I haven't been to Falls before, so.
Like, I reckon a late afternoon set would have been a really good spot for Kylie, because I'm just not a fan of. I just don't know if Kylie's going to sell it out.
Yeah, I get you on that one.
So, and it's like if
It's gonna be filled with people my mum's age and mums.
but are they gonna buy 3 day tickets
Oh
and
God,
camping
no.
tickets? So it's like it could be a situation where it doesn't sell out, but Friday sold out,
Look,
or Saturday will sell out because of Future.
all I'm saying is I really freaking hope that Splendor doesn't cancel because firstly it'll suck for like Australian music, but also the fact that there are so many artists on this lineup that I actually do really want to see.
But
So I'll be really disappointed if it cancels.
we're saying like we hope it doesn't cancel, but tickets haven't even come out yet. Like tickets could sell out in the first hour.
They could for sure, but I'm just going off with the track record of most events recently and how it's kind of been a downfall. So I'm really hoping that it doesn't
Have
cancel.
you been watching all the videos, like reading the comments of Splendor? Like they don't have that many, so I think they've gone through their comments,
Noob,
and
some.
but Triple J didn't. Triple J, like there's thousands of comments on there, and it reminds me a lot of last year's reception. So
Yep.
that's why I'm nervous of, you know, if it's going to sell out or not. Like
Yeah.
if Kylie is going to pull enough people, if Future's going to pull enough people. it'll be interesting to see, even if it does take like 1 or 2 days, because last year I thought it'd be 1 or 2 days that it would take to sell out. And, you know, after that first couple of hours or day, I was like, oh, I will sell that tomorrow. So, like, I genuinely am not sure, but hopeful that this sells out, just because it does. It is, like, so important for our scene that Splendor sells out.
So I actually was speaking to someone yesterday who is in events, and basically they had said to me, like, because we were talking about my event that I put on, which was a very small local event. And they were saying it's events like those that it's the last few days leading up to the event that count the most. He goes, but it's events like Splendor, Groove in the Moon, all those sort of ones that it's the first day. It's the opposite. But he goes, these events will know in the first hour whether they're going ahead or not. The first hour that tickets go on sale, they will know. They will be like, shit, like, this is not selling, it is selling. Obviously, it's maybe a little bit different now because of the way things are going with tickets and last-minute ticket sales. But they were saying, yeah, like, big, like, huge-scale events like this, no. First hour, they know.
But
might not be whether it's going ahead, but they know whether it's going to succeed or not.
A lot of people were pretty upset that Groovin cancelled so early, and they were like, oh, we were going to buy tickets or whatever. Do you reckon that people take that, like Splendor, take that into consideration to see how Groovin did it, that they did it so quickly, but like saw the kind of fallout from it? Do you reckon they take any?
They potentially might, but again, like, we've touched on this and I've explained why they did it. And obviously Groovin is different to Splendor because it was like a touring festival.
Yeah, it's the one.
Obviously it was different. Now, Splendor might give it a bit more time, but again, there's going to be like clauses in those contracts saying if we cancel before this date, we don't have to pay you, blah, 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 blah. So, like, yeah, they might wait a little bit longer, but if they're going to cancel it, they're going to do it quickly because they need to make sure they don't owe any money.
Yeah, and, like, with a lot of those, they would have you'd have to pay the deposit for a lot of those, and especially the internationals. Also, like, I'm hoping that, you know, there's a Byron Bay brewery type
area. I'm already area excited for it.
Yeah, but like,
I don't know who it'll be, but I'm excited for it.
No, but do we, like, I was kind of hoping they'd put it on the initial lineup.
Yeah.
But like, I know a lot of bands last year.
How long did it take last year for them to announce who was playing? So
that, it was the month before Splendor, that, like all that stuff, or maybe a couple of weeks, but I know they got approached a month or like 6 weeks before.
So we have to wait ages.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm, like, not sure if that's going to happen again. So, like...
Yeah, I'm just having a look.
So Byron Bay Brewery put it up.
In case you missed it.
Oh, so surely
surely they announced it a little bit earlier.
I'm hoping Byron Bay... Oh, fuck, Byron Bay Brewery. Please make sure that you... Please do another...
release your lineup before Splendor cancels.
Because your lineup could be the difference between people buying tickets and not buying
tickets. Your lineup last year was the reason I went.
Yeah. You went the Thursday as well, just purely for Byron Bay Brewery.
Chutney. I literally went Thursday to see Chutney.
And there'd be so many good bands around here that you could pick up. Hopefully you do that. But there was a lot of people that weren't on the lineup. I think I started that MGMT rumor.
You fucker.
There were
so many like Splendor predictions that were so wrong, and I think it's going to get people disappointed. I think it's those things that maybe need to probably stop because it's going to get, because like
I did one of those.
People were saying like the Killers and like, you know, and Lana Del Rey and heaps of stuff.
They tried to get Lana. They really tried to get Lana.
But she pulled out or something. Do you know what I think we need to have here? Have you guys seen, probably haven't seen because this won't be your type of music, but the Hangout Festival in America? No. I'll tell you the lineup. I almost bought tickets.
This actually brought a question for me. Double J brought out a thing about why festivals aren't selling out, and they said that it's about people aren't buying or being upset about Aussie festivals because they're looking at overseas festivals and seeing that we're not getting that. That doesn't play a factor for me, but does that play a factor for you?
As in, like, I'm not sad that Australia's not selling out because I would go to American festivals.
Yeah, like, or American or, like, Glastonbury or whatever.
Well,
like,
the thing is, I'm not going to those festivals because I'm broke. So it does. It is sad for me.
No, but is it a letdown that like you see those festivals overseas and like heaps of big artists, and then you see the our Aussie festivals and they're not quite as big?
So here's the lineup that I'm talking about, which is the 17th of May. I might still go. I have no money, but I want to go. It's got Zach Bryan. First of all, that's me done. No one else, just Zach. Love it. It's got Zach Bryan. It's this lineup is fucked. It makes no sense, but it's really good. Also, if I ever won millions and you see a lineup be put on and it's like Zach Bryan, Dom Dolla, All Day, like all these bands, and you're like, these make zero sense. Just know it's probably me. Mm. Anyway, it's got Zach Bryan, Lana Del Rey, Odyssey? Is that how you say it?
Odessa.
Odessa. Fuck.
Oh my God. Where is the Y in that?
Anyway, change.
No. It's Odessa. Z-A. Where is the Y?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Chainsmokers, Cage the Elephant, Dominic Fike, Rene Rapp, Jesse Murph, Alice in Wonderland. How do I say that?
No, I don't know.
I don't know. Someone. Dom Dolla, Subtronics, Chopper, Someone Chopper, yeah, Sexy right. Red, A Day to Remember, All Time Low. There's David Kushner. The Beaches, there's heaps of more where I'm just going to skip over some.
It's one of those.
It's got Dylan Gossett. There's G-Flips on it. Oh, G-Flips on it.
And look how far down G-Flip is on that lineup.
Yeah, but they're also, like, huge in Australia but small.
Yeah, true.
But, like, it's a wild lineup. Mm. And tickets are, like, $300 and I'm getting a call. It's my boyfriend. Oh, hello.
300, like, Australian or 300 American?
Probably American, but still.
So that'll be like five.
Yeah. But that's like the same as Splendor.
Yeah.
To be fair.
Also, you're not flying to Splendor.
You are if you're in from different places in Australia.
Yeah, but you're not.
Yeah, well.
And an international flight, like a flight from Sydney to the Gold Coast, very different from Sydney to the US.
Yeah, but I would go if I had the money.
Do you reckon people looking at that or like Glastonbury? And then look at the lineup we got. They go, oh, like a lot of the people that I've spoken to, they're like, it was such a letdown. Like, I've heard it's bad, it's this, it's that. But the main thing I've heard is that it's a letdown. Is that because they're looking at past lineups, or is it because they're looking at lineups overseas? Or like, is it just they're just not happy with it?
I don't know. I think like, well, again, it's really hard because like I've said a billion times over, music is subjective, so it's going to be really hard to find something that, like, all people love. But I look at that lineup and I don't see people that are trending now that are, like...
On Splendor?
Yeah.
Or, yeah?
Yeah. Sorry, headliners that are trending now.
Mm.
And I think the issue is that, like, there's so much on TikTok that's, like, trending, that's really popular, that people are loving... And, like, see that Hangout Festival. Like, yes, it's got other people that maybe aren't trending, but it's got, like, Rene Rapp. She's trending a lot right now. It's got David Kushner. It's got, like, Dom Dolla, The Beaches, Dylan Gossett. Like, it's got a lot of those people that are trending. Like, Zach Bryan even as well. Like, it's got those people that are trending on TikTok and social media, but also are huge names as well. So I think it's like, I feel like I look at Splendor and I still look at the headliners, and I'm not saying for the rest of the small acts, I'm just saying for the headliners in particular, they're not huge names that are trending now. They might have been huge names back in the day. Like, so you're getting these international festivals that have a lot of trending people on them and that are also huge names, and then you get our festivals that maybe don't have that. So I feel like it could be the not hitting the quota of like social media artists and all sorts. Not saying that I think you should have to be trending, but I think there's maybe a bit of that at the moment with international festivals. They're picking the trending people really well.
See, I'm going to go the other way.
Okay.
I think trending are good to have as like secondary and like that first line of like the mid-range, but I don't like the TikTok trending as headliners because, for one, like, they don't have that sustained success. They don't have that backing that they're, like, people will buy tickets to see them. So that's why it's, like, for me, they're, like, an act that's like, oh, cool, like they're there to see, but I'm not buying money for. It's the headliner with the sustained success that I'm like, yep, I'm going to throw money at it. I haven't seen them for possibly my first time or not in like 5 or 6 years. And I'm like, yep, throw that out. I know, like, if I'm an event organizer, I know that they've got that success. I know they're going to bring that people in. Where TikTok trending, yeah, they've got views, but are they going to get ticket sales?
Yeah, but I don't mean just like, oh, all of a sudden they're trending, they're a headliner now. I mean, like, still huge acts, but are trending.
Like who?
You hate me bringing this person up, but Zach Bryan, he's trending everywhere at the moment. He's like, he's been big for a while, not as big as he was up until now. But like, I'm saying, like Renee Rapp, she's all over everything at the moment because she's obviously an actor as well.
Yeah.
But a lot of her stuff's blown up on social media, and I'm just seeing all these like what are they called? Like thirst trappy things are made.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Like of her all the time. Not like she didn't make them, people are making them of her. Yeah. And like she's not a headliner on this, but she's like very high up. And I feel like
But that's a good spot where she is.
Yeah. I'm not saying like, oh, someone that all of a sudden just blown up on TikTok should be a headliner. I'm saying there's a lot of huge names out there at the moment that like resurface again on TikTok and like trend a little bit. And I think it's people like that that maybe like you already know who they are. You already know that they're big, and maybe it's acts like that would be able to pull and let people down less.
But like, say if they're trending on TikTok, right?
Mm.
You like, we're always on TikTok. Everyone's always on TikTok.
Mm.
Do you want to like, and you're saying, you know, 15, 20 second clips all the time, every day. Do you then want to spend money, hundreds of dollars, to go see that person do it?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't know if I do.
But for me, there's this thing about seeing stuff live. Like, if I love something and I see it live, I'm just like, oh my God. Like, live to me is always going to be better.
But
so I'm willing to do that.
Again, it's like, if radio stations didn't absolutely fucking destroy Tones and I think Australia would see her in a completely different light. Because, and you'll always get the people that are like, oh, she can't sing. She can, just because, like, you don't like it.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that she can't sing. Like, I reckon if she was just played on Triple J, I think Australia would view her so differently. But, like, internationally, huge. Like, billions of streams. Like, she's obviously got talent. So
I thought people just didn't like the Dance Monkey song. They thought it was annoying.
Yeah, because it got absolutely butchered. Like,
I listened to it in the car, like, today, and I was like, dance for me, dance for me. Like, I vibe it. Love it. My mum's a big fan, too.
Yeah. And, you know, obviously a lot of other people like it, and it got her a successful career, which is great. But
good on her.
Like, do you not reckon TikTok could possibly have that effect where it's like, if you play or hear something too much, you'll never get back to that point where you really like the song? And then that in turn leads to people not wanting to see these people live or pay for tickets.
I feel like it just depends on the person, because for me, it's not a thing. I hear like,
that's cool wanting to see, you know, people live on TikTok, but like at the point of buying tickets, when you need to buy tickets, like, yeah, it'll be cool to see them live, but when you're going to buy tickets and you're sick of hearing that one song, like, I don't know if if I'm currently sick of the song, I don't know if I'm willing to spend hundreds of dollars to go see it if they're the headliner.
Yeah. Well, it depends. Again, well, this is what I know.
Yeah, good. It varies from person to person.
It does. Because it's like, well, and it also depends on the rest of that lineup. Look, put it this way. If there's a full lineup that I dislike the full lineup and I like one headliner, depending on the level of how much I like them, I'm probably not going to go. The headliner for me, it doesn't matter too much. It's the whole lineup for me. And that's what I've been trying to say the whole time. It's like, if I hate the whole lineup bar one person on the headliner, I probably won't buy tickets depending.
Even if it's the main headliner?
Unless it's Zach Bryan, then it's a different story.
What if it's the main headliner? Say if, like, you know, it's for just a one-day festival and there's only one main headliner. If you really love that person, apart from Zach Bryan, are you not going to that?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I probably wouldn't, depending how much tickets are as well. You got to put in that into consideration. Say if there's a huge day out, I don't like anyone on the lineup except for the main headliner, I probably won't buy a ticket. But if I don't like the main headliner, but like a lot of the little bands prior, I'm probably going to buy a ticket because there's a majority of what I like. Like, that's why I'm saying for me, the head, it doesn't matter. It's not that it doesn't matter who the headliner is. It just matters it's if the bands I like are there, where they are on the lineup doesn't matter. As long as there's people I like on that lineup, that's all I care about.
But I don't think, like, if they're a headliner for a reason. So it's like their name's in big, bold writing up the top because that's the main selling point.
Yeah, but maybe I'm just different to everybody else.
Maybe you're just built
different. I'm just built different. But
you're just like that.
Well, just like Splendor. I'm not fazed about the main headliners, but I like a lot of the other acts on the lineup, so I'm going to go. That's why I'm saying it's like, yeah, for other people, maybe the headliner has to matter. But for me, the headliner doesn't matter if I like other people on the lineup. Obviously, it's a bonus if the headliner's sick and I love the headliner too. Bonus, love it. But I don't have to love the headliner to go. I have to love majority of the lineup, or at least a few of the people on the lineup.
Because then you know, like, you can really schedule your day. Yeah. And if you see more of them, like, that's more value for money.
Yeah.
Because you're seeing multiple acts where instead of it's just one, you're basically paying $200 for a ticket.
Exactly.
Yeah, I see that. But I think for Splendor, like the old, I was talking to Josh about this from Rum Jungle, like the old 2018, 2017, 2019 was like my best Splendor years. Like you'd have to be, you know, ready and, you know, preying super early because you'd like the sets would start at 10 or whatever.
Yeah.
And like, some of your favorite acts would be on at 11.
Yeah,
and
it's like, unreal early.
It's like you have to get in there. Like, I remember one year Hockey Dad started really early. I think 2017 they started. Not really early, but like 12 early. Or 1. And that's early for Hockey Dad back then. And then Mallrat was on at like 10 early, o'clock. Yeah.
I just assumed Young Franco, Mallrat and Genesis Owusu were all going to be on Splendor. Because they posted that thing. Did you see the thing on Instagram? And it was like, do this, whatever. You could open for us or play the mix-up stage at Splendor. So I just assumed that they were all going to be on it. And none of them are. And I was like, that sucks. Because I love Genesis Owusu and Mallrat.
Yeah. Mallrat's good. And I've seen Young Franco before.
I have actually.
Saw him in Bathurst one year. Yeah. Like, I still don't know about if I think it's going to be successful or not. We hope so, but I think by next episode we will have a clearer picture.
Well, tickets go on sale next Thursday.
Yeah, and there's heaps of pre-sales. There's a TikTok pre-sale as well, which I think is a good idea. But I think, you know, over that weekend, well, the Thursday Friday period, we'll see. We're hopeful. Hopefully Kylie Minogue and Future and...
Come on, Kylie.
Kylie can, you know, come back to save Australia and get people to sell out. But I'm not sure it happens.
I really hope that it just stays on and doesn't cancel. That's all I care about.
Yeah.
I don't care if you lose billions. I want it to go ahead. No, I'm kidding.
Billions.
I'm
kidding. Yeah, you lose millions and millions of dollars. But just keep it on. Just happy. Do it.